With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Gigging, Everything in the Sharing Economy podcast, and I am your host, Mark Anthony Peterson. This is the podcast about gigging news, news about the sharing, gig, and circular loop economy that is expected to grow to $335 billion by 2025. Guys, I have an exciting show for you today. I'm talking to you about a company that's going to disrupt the gigging economy. Well, disrupt or make it better. The company's called Cyber Clipboard. And full disclosure, I am a director and COO of this company. But I'm interviewing the CEO of Cyber Clipboard, and he's going to tell you why the company is a LinkedIn killer. We're going to talk to Brian Hobbs, and he's going to give you all the background on the company, the product, and how it's being disruptive. And he's going to share a little bit about how he does it as an entrepreneur. I think you're going to love this episode. Here is Brian Hobbs, CEO of Atlanta-based Cyber Clipboard. Guys, welcome back to the podcast. We are here with Brian Hobbs, CEO of Cyber Clipboard, and he's here to tell you how he's going to disrupt the sharing economy, and more importantly, eat LinkedIn's lunch. Brian, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Let's jump right in. Tell us, what is Cyber Clipboard?
So Cyber Clipboard is an identity management and credentialing platform, which utilizes blockchain to assist the gig economy with basically transferring personal identifiable information, making it easier to transfer credentials to get hired quickly, as well as to do things such as creating groups, getting education, experience, anything that a gig economy employee would like to share or employer would like, Cyber Clipboard gives you that ability.
So essentially, you guys are going to become like the lubricant for the gig economy, making it easy for workers to flow from one job to the next.
Correct. That is correct. That is our intent. We intend to make it as easy as possible to be able to transfer your information and be instantly hired.
Where did you come up with the idea for Cyber Clipboard?
So the idea essentially came about when I was assisting my wife with regards to completing employment verification forms. Many people don't realize a lot of industries tend to want to know that your previous employment history is verified and that you actually did what you said you performed, the work you performed at your previous employer. So that's where it came from. I saw that this was still being done by paper and saw that this was not efficient in how things were being done. So that's the initially how it started. But in a sense, this also, we view this could also take place, this takes place in the gig economy. Where you're always transferring information just to be hired on when that same information is being transferred to a similar company. So from that standpoint, we were like, well, that makes no sense. That's inefficient. So why don't we create a better way for doing that?
So essentially, gig workers, because they're working on average 2 to 3 different jobs with different companies, have to be screened over and over again. And for a majority of these companies, they're putting that cost back on the gig worker. Mm-hmm. So you're putting money back in the gig worker pocket.
Yes, correct. So that is our intent. We want to make sure that the gig worker understands that when you're using our platform, we're trying to make it as efficient as possible, that you're not spending more money than you have to for something that you've already done before. So rerunning these credentials, these background checks and things, you've already done that. Why should you have to do that again to be hired on at a similar company who really accepts that same credentialing that you've just had performed?
Wow. I know when I came out of college, everybody looked to get employed, full-time employment, stayed with a company 10, 15 years, but the world's changing. What's one gig trend that really excites you and why?
No, I think you're absolutely correct in how the world's changing, the trend. So the trend of that, everyone now within these new generations and generations going forward, you see people are having more than one job at one time. So that's a trend that's going to continue to take place. It's actually a trend that is growing tremendously, that is actually something we're excited about, because if we're at the forefront of this and we're that conduit that helps the employers and the gig economy workers, then that trend excites us. And that's why we are at this point on the cusp of breaking through and being that platform for the gig economy.
Yeah, I read something the other day that said in the next 5 years, the majority of workers in the United States will be contract or gig workers.
Yes.
So
yes.
You're moving into the sweet spot.
Yes, exactly. We're moving to the sweet spot, and we feel that we are primed for that position. Now, we also like to think, you know, we talk about the gig economy in a traditional sense as well. A lot of people don't realize a lot of the traditional companies do a lot of that contract hiring, which is the same thing, essentially. We feel that whether you're doing a gig or traditional, we're going to be in prime position to be at the forefront of this market.
Brian, tell me something that's true about your business that almost nobody believes will generate revenue.
I'll tell you this. When we first started here, we focused on verification of employment. And we've got a lot of doubters, being that that was something that was not going to generate enough revenue for the company to move forward. But what we found is, and what people tend to not understand, is that verification of employment in many industries means a lot. It actually sets salaries in industries such as education. So we know that it'll make money. We know that it'll continue to be something that we use and employers will use from here on out. And we hope that we will be that source for the employers and the employee to help make that easier. But that is one area we felt that, hey, we'll make some money there regardless of what we've been hearing at the forefront here.
Unpack that for us a little bit more. Tell us about that verification, mm-hmm. why it's so important to education in those industries mm-hmm. that you mentioned.
Yeah, so I'll unpack it. So basically, many of these, so education, for example, before an educator can actually receive a salary that they're worth, from what we're seeing, they have to verify that they worked previous years at previous school districts. And that can be the loss of $10,000, $5,000, up to $20,000, because the educator gets paid the lowest salary possible until that information is received and verified that they worked at their previous employment. And that is every single time they go to a new job, get a promotion, they have to prove that previous employment. So it's very important in industries such as education for an employee as to how much they're actually going to get paid or if they're missing out on salary. Other industries, the same thing. I think when you think about industries such as engineering, when you think about how they look at paying you, they pay you based on your previous employment. Did you actually work in that industry? Did you actually work at that previous job? They would like to know that, because they're not going to pay somebody a higher salary if you didn't actually do that job. So I think that translates to multiple industries, to all industries, really. A lot of people don't put as much emphasis on it as education right now.
So, Brian, unpack that a little bit more. What's the pain point? What's the problem with the current process, and how do you make it better for those teachers?
So, yeah, the current pain point for educators right now is that they're doing this manually. So they all have to get a their own separate, every district has their own separate form, every state has their own separate form. They have to fill that form out, and they have to actually mail that form back to the previous district. The previous district, human resources director, whoever oversees that process, then has to actually fill out that paper by hand and send that information back via fax, email, or mail. And a lot of times, it never returns. And a lot of times for the HR professional at the previous district, they don't have time to do that. So it falls by the wayside, and typically that's how it comes about that the educator does not get paid the salary that they're really set for, that they're really supposed to be getting paid. Now, how we change that, our system makes everything automated. It goes through our platform. So basically, the educator goes in, selects the district at which they need to receive the previous information from, input that information, and that sends a form off automatically to the previous district, where all they have to do is fill in a form wizard within our application, kicks it back, and boom, that process is completely done. They don't ever have to do that again. That information is stored in our blockchain, where that information is locked down, secure, and can never be tampered with. So that's how we make that process easier. We reduce that process from possibly being 2 to 3 months or weeks to basically a day, if all you got to do is go in and verify it and sign as an HR professional. So that's kind of how we're making that process much simpler and much faster for the educator.
So Brian, what progress have you made so far with this platform?
Yeah, so we have released a beta version of our platform where we're actually performing verifications for a school district that we have on a beta test, and we're trying to get more, but we're performing beta tests currently for a school district where we're actually performing these work verifications. We also are actually performing beta tests with rideshare companies as well, except we're in the gig economy here. MoveMo, a company named MoveMo, we are performing tests with them at this current time. And we also have some other players here that we're not mentioning just yet until we get under contract, but we've had some pretty good traction. Along with, we are now a part of accelerator program called The Farm, being ran by Comcast, Universal, NBC. So we've had some great progress here, and not to leave out also our previous pre-accelerator through JP Morgan Chase Bank, Morehouse, and Tech Square Labs, which we went through previously. So we've made some great progress in a year. So we continue to make that progress. I think we're going to be very successful here in the future.
Ride sharing, wow. That seems like the perfect place for your technology, because from what I can tell, a lot of people who drive for these different companies work for multiple rideshare companies.
Yep.
And you could be the player, the conduit between all of those companies.
Yes, correct. You're absolutely correct. And that is actually something we are focused on. With rideshare companies, as you said, you can drive for multiple companies. But again, why would you, if you want to drive for multiple companies, why do you have to pay for having your information verified for each of those companies? That is where we come in and make it easier for you to be able to drive instantly for multiple companies at one time. And there, as you know, there are tons of rideshare companies out there, even food delivery companies as one option as well. So as you can see, that is a focus of ours, and that's one thing we will be pursuing and pushing very hard here.
Is that why people are calling CyberClipboard the LinkedIn killer?
Yes, I've heard that, and yes, we would like to be that LinkedIn killer, as it's been said, because we think that gig economy employees will prefer our platform over LinkedIn because we give you that ability to be hired instantly. We are showing that that the information that you have verified previously is still good for that next employer, where that's currently not being done on LinkedIn. So we go a little bit more in depth into getting you hired and to getting you acquainted with organizations who you are suited for or who you want to be working for.
It sounds like what you built is also a personal tracking system versus an applicant tracking system.
Yes, that is actually the way we look at it. You're no longer, it's not an applicant tracking system per se that a company or organization would use. This is your own personal tracking system. This is for you to track your information as it flows through the process. This is for you to verify to your own information to provide to employers. You control all your information on our platform. We don't have any control at Cyber Clipboard over the information. And that is part of our blockchain infrastructure, giving you, the user, complete control and access over your information and who can view it and share it.
So when you say they have complete control, they can graduate the amount that they want to share. Is that by company or is that in general? How does...
Yeah, so as if having complete control, a user yourself, they can graduate that information. They can graduate their profile, upgrade their profile on themselves if they just want to do it generally to see how many more jobs they can qualify for. Or if there's a company out there that needs you to upgrade your information, they can let you know that. And as an individual owning your information, you can go back, upgrade your information, get education you want, more credentialing done. And our platform shows you when you meet that criteria of that company, and you're allowed to then, hey, I meet all your criteria. Everything you can see on my platform, on my profile is verified. I'm ready to be hired, and the company can do that immediately.
We have a lot of entrepreneurs who listen to this podcast, a lot of folks out in San Francisco who are getting their startups off the ground. Tell them one habit you have that makes you productive as an entrepreneur.
One habit I have, what I'll say is always be willing to learn. The habit I have is, you know, being an entrepreneur, you hear a lot of different things. You're learning a lot of new different things every day. Being an entrepreneur, seeing different things. So one thing I've learned is that being able to go back, take a step back and look at what you just saw, if you don't know it, and try to get up to speed on learning. And you got to have determination in doing that, and determination and a willingness to learn. So that's what I've seen that really has helped me.
What platform or software did you rely on the most to launch Cyber Clipboard?
The platform that I've relied on the most here is Upwork. A lot of people tend to not like to use platforms such as Upwork. You have a difficulty of finding, and that's a developer platform, you have a difficulty of finding developers who can really help you in an interim as a startup, because you know cash is king when you're a startup, because you have very little cash as a startup. So Upwork was a very instrumental in this process. It allowed us to find some developers who we now trust and use on a regular basis. But that I would say would be the most useful platform for us so far.
If you were to start over and relaunch Cyber Clipboard today, knowing everything that you know, what would you do different?
Wow, that is interesting. I probably would, so we did, and I talked about developers, we did switch development teams in the middle of the process of getting feedback from customers and things of that nature. So if I had to start over, I would not switch developers in the middle of midstream of trying to run through the beta. Because it tends to be a little difficult. So that is one thing I would not do. I would do differently from a starting over standpoint, knowing how to move forward. Also, I think I would do a little bit more research on certain companies that are competitors. Or actually keep things a little bit under the vest a little more. Things tend to move fast in the gig economy, and you want to kind of keep up with that. And a lot of times you fall by the wayside when you get kind of engulfed and entrenched into certain areas of your company and not moving forward.
So, Brian, who are these competitors you're talking about, and what are they doing better than you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's interesting you ask that. We have a few competitors here, actually some in our hometown here of Atlanta. Competitors such as a company called Infinite ID, which has just raised a significant amount of money, similar platform as ours. I think right now what they're doing that's different from us, and that they're doing better right now, is that they've gotten the word out a little quicker and they've developed a little faster than us. I think overall, though, however, we will at some point be able to overtake them. It's just that right now they've moved at light speed. They've gotten a lot of support, and where we are just starting out. Another competitor obviously, many people know Equifax. Equifax is a huge organization, as they've been in the news recently. Now, as you know, they do a lot of the credit monitoring, credentialing, things of that nature. So they've been doing that for a while. So obviously, they know how to do that, and they've been doing it. So they do that better. But again, we think that once we get going, that'll be another competitor that we will compete well with, as well as LinkedIn and Facebook. Those two organizations, which have that social aspect, which we do have as well, but they've been doing it longer. They've been doing it a certain type of way. So they have a head start because they've been doing that better. They do it better than us at this moment. But again, LinkedIn and Facebook are companies that we feel that we will be able to compete with very well, very soon.
Can users sign up for a production account now? And if so, tell us how to do it and how we can get on board early.
Yeah, so users can now sign up for an account, a profile on Cyber Clipboard. Right now, what we tell users, you just go to our website, www.cyberclipboard.com. And on that website, you'll find out a lot of information about the company and what we're trying to do and the things that we currently are within the application. And all you have to do is click the sign up button. Clicking the sign up button will take you through the process where we'll ask you for an identification document where we'll basically make sure that you're a real person. And then you go through the process of kind of setting up your profile. So it's pretty simple at this point, pretty easy to sign up. So we just encourage everyone to go through our website and sign up as soon as possible. And hopefully when our next beta release, you'll be very surprised at what we're doing.
So, Brian, what's next for Cyber Clipboard?
So what's next for Cyber Clipboard right now? We're actually working on our second version of releasing our second version of the application, which is going to give us that boost that we need to expand nationwide, essentially. So what we're doing right now, we're focused on our education and our transportation ride sharing on demand model verticals. And we'll pursue that very hard, very, very aggressively. And so that once we get over 1 million users on the platform, when you hear Cyber Clipboard, you will know what we do and who we are at that point. So those are our next steps as we move forward here.
Guys, this has been Brian Hobbs, CEO of Atlanta-based Cyber Clipboard. Brian, thank you for coming in, being on the podcast. Good luck with everything.
And thank you, and everyone again. So go to our website at www.cyberclipboard.com, where you can find out more information about us, and hopefully we can become your third-party trusted identity management and credentialing platform.
Thanks, Brian, for that interview. Insightful, impactful, and I do believe you are a LinkedIn killer. Guys, before I close out the show, I want to let you know that hurricane season is upon us. And I am teaming up with Airbnb Open Homes, a program that enables community members to offer free, temporary housing to people displaced by disasters. During disasters such as Tropical Storm Barry, which just hit Louisiana, one of our greatest needs is making sure every resident has a safe place to stay. With hurricane season upon us, the time is now to prepare. If you are able to offer free, temporary housing for neighbors impacted by a disaster, please sign up to be an Open Homes host by going to airbnb.com/mpeterson. That's airbnb.com/masinmary, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, M. Peterson, all one word. You will only be contacted when there is a need. This will add a great tool to our community's disaster response toolbox. Guys, thank you for listening to this episode of Gigging News, news about the sharing, gig, and circular loop economies that is expected to grow to $335 billion by 2025. If you can't get enough of Gigging News, sign up for my newsletter at cierro.com, C-E-Y-E-R-O.com. And if you like gigging, you may also like my other podcast, Gorillapreneur. For you entrepreneurs out there who want to learn more about what the bleeding edge entrepreneurs are doing, you might want to check out Gorillapreneur. And for those of you who aren't quite ready yet to leave the corporate nest? I got career coaching X's and O's for you. It's going to help you get that corner office. That's career coaching X's and O's. Find all my podcasts at Spreaker.com, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or whatever platform you prefer to consume your podcast. In the immortal words of my generation's poet laureate, Don Cornelius, love, peace, and soul. This has been Gigging, Everything and the Sharing Economy Podcast, and I'm your host, Mark Anthony Peterson.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.